الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Many respected viewers of Madani channel, today we will learn about the sunnahs and manners of shaking hands, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. When two Muslims meet, it is sunnah to shake both hands after saying salam. So always say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and then shake hands with both of your hands. Say salam upon leaving. You can also shake hands. There is a misunderstanding or maybe a practice. We normally say goodbye, see you later, like these words, phrases, Allah Hafiz, Khuda Hafiz. Instead of that, first one should say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and then he can add Allah Hafiz. And when you are leaving, at that moment you can also shake hands. Dear respective viewers, it is a saying of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when two Muslims shake hands while meeting and ask after each other's health, Allah Azza wa Jal descends 100 blessings between them, subhanallah, out of which 99 blessings are for the one meeting and asking after the health of his brother warmly. Allahu Akbar. If you meet warmly, wholeheartedly, subhanallah, there are 99 blessings for that person who does that. And there is another beautiful saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when two friends meet each other, shake hands and recite salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, their past and future sins are forgiven before they separate. Subhanallah. Dear respected viewers, what a beautiful way of getting sins removed from our accounts. All we have to do when we meet our Muslim fellow brother, we should say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, shake hands, and then what we have to say, we have to recite salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, our sins will be forgiven. There is a beautiful dua which we can also add. That is, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَنَا وَلَكُمْ. Translation, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us and you. You can also add after shaking hands and reciting salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the dua that two Muslims make while shaking hands will inshaAllah Azza wa Jal be answered, and both will be forgiven before they part their hands. Allahu Akbar. So it's also a means of forgiveness. Two fellow Muslim brothers, they are meeting, okay, they don't have any enmity in their heart. They are meeting for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They are sending blessings upon each other, salam to each other. They are shaking hands, they are meeting warmly, wholeheartedly. And what blessings they are getting if they recite durood, if they make this dua, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, their sins will be forgiven. And inshaAllah, through the barakah of this dua, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَنَا وَلَكُمْ, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, that dua will be accepted and they will be forgiven, inshaAllah. The Islamic brothers, shaking hands also removes enmity. So if we've got any problem of enmity, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, this beautiful sunnah will also remove that. Further, it is mentioned, you can shake hands as many times as you meet. Shaking hands with one hand from both sides is not a sunnah. Shaking hands with both hands is a sunnah. Remember, some people, they shake hands with one hand. Some people, they just touch their fingers, right? Like this. No, that's not the proper way. You should shake hands with both of your hands. And dear respected viewers, the sunnah of shaking hands is that both the palms are empty, having no handkerchief in the hands, and the palm should touch the palm. That's the proper way. Sometimes we've got a pen or maybe some sort of any kind of paper or something in our hand and we shake hands. No, that's not the proper way. Our palms should be empty when we are shaking hands. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to say salam when we meet our fellow Muslim brother. And we should also make dua of forgiveness. We should also send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. And we shake hands according to the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. The best thing will be when you will be shaking hands with your fellow Muslim brothers, you will remember Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because you're following his footsteps. his way, inshallah, inshallah, this will increase love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in your heart. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.